This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And the 0-2 pitch, swinging a high fly ball out into center field. Leody to his right, he's under it, he's got it, and Will Smith's got it. And the Rangers hold on to defeat the Pirates by the final score of 3-2. The Rangers take the series 2-1.
8 o'clock hour on your home of Rangers baseball, 6-1-1 in their last eight series. 3-game lead over the Armpit, day off today. And they'll pick back up against the Baltimore Orioles tomorrow on this radio station, your home for Rangers baseball and your home for High-Low Baseball Edition.
Oh, we're back, baby. We're back. We're back with the defending champ, RJ Choppy. It's time for a Rangers High-Low.
No!
I will go through the rules real quick. They are simple. This is a Rangers High-Low, so listen up, RJ, Sean, Bobby. It's a current Rangers high-low. Current Rangers players, front office, media, and or coaches can all be answers to this, okay?
Wow, that's a lot.
Players, coaches, front office, media.
Yes, anyone currently employed by the Rangers all can be on there. I will ask each of you high pitch, low pitch. Then I will play a 10-second audio clip for 3 points. If you can guess it without giving a clue, without me giving a clue, you'll get 3 points. If you get the clip wrong, I will then give you one clue for 2 points. I won't replay the audio clip, just give you, you know, a chance for 2 points. And then if you get that wrong again, I'll give you a second clue, and that'll be for 1 point. Okay?
I am predicting a Bobby Belt victory today.
No. Oh, you think he's going to get preferential treatment here?
No, he's like a baseball nerd with the background info and maybe the clues. That's what I think will give Bobby the edge, even though he's coming in with a loser face.
Yeah.
Of
that is.
Because negative I'm going to lose. Because here's what's going to happen. I might be able to get it, Sean. I might be able to get 2 points, 1 point. I am not confident I'm going to get any 3-pointers on this, and that's his specialty.
All right. Because my audio is just that good.
Self-fulfilling prophecy over here, Bob.
So we start with the defending champ, correct?
Yep.
RJ?
Sure.
High, low.
Let's go high, Gene.
I was able to come in opening day and be comfortable and not have to, like, go through all those emotions that I went through that first month last year. I think really helped set the table for myself just to breathe.
Marcus Semien.
Please, incorrect.
All right, first clue. Young and dangerous at the plate, but never too hot to handle.
Good clue.
That's a good clue. Josh Young.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
RJ's on the board with 2 points.
Hot,
dang it!
Hot corner, Young, Josh Young.
That was good. Good job, Peyton.
Bobby's going to start patting himself on the back.
That's almost too easy for a first clue.
Oh, so now we're getting crippled.
Let the man be.
Go ahead.
Good job, Peyton.
All right, all right. Bobby, high, low?
Low, or high, Gene.
Ooh, my high.
Get off the computer.
Yeah, I'm keeping I'm keeping track of our
you
score.
You can write.
There's a pen and a paper.
I'll keep track.
Cheater.
Get off the computer.
All right. Here we go.
Because the text will give away all the answers from the Tolos.
Here is high.
You know, hearing the vision of what the Rangers want to do and ultimately getting to meet Ray and the vision here and bringing a World Series here. That's the goal, winning a World Series.
Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah. See, here we get these ones.
Bobby got the 3 points. Wow.
I actually thought it was Chris Young.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. I was getting ready to throw the pen thing and it was so easy.
So Bobby is at 3 with the lead. Congrats, Bobby. You finally have a lead.
Face. Yeah.
Face, Sean.
Oh, now you
now he's all cocky.
Dylan Brooks.
Look at him. Yeah.
Dylan Brooks. Okay. Wow. High scoring out the gate. Let me go low.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, you know, that's a great show, isn't it? And I don't watch as much as I used to, but it's
Jared Sandler.
That's
an answer.
That's Bruce Bochy.
Oh my God.
Wow!
I really tried to go super low on that one. All right, high would have been better.
Let me hear Bochy high.
Yeah, you know, that's a great show, isn't it? And I don't watch as much as I used to, but just a great job. And I love Montana. I go up there every winter.
All right.
Yeah, see that you can't.
The low is still.
You can't use Bruce Bochy ever.
The low is like not that far off.
Yeah, we're just gonna start calling it higher Bochy.
Higher Bochy. 3-3-2 out of the gate.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. RJ, you're up.
Thank you for that gift.
Let's try hygiene, please.
You know, really, I can't explain how excited I am to be back here in Arlington. The season is. You know, a few days away, we've got a great team. I think our fans should be excited.
For 3 points.
Well, hell, let's just do Simeon again.
Yes. Yes! 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 I believe so.
Clue number one. You can find this man weekly on this very station.
Tells you how much Choppy listens to the stage.
Chris Young.
There you go. Oh, the opening is there. If we screw this up, this will be an all-time choke. This will be an all-time choke. We're both sitting here with the lead.
High points. I love it.
Come on. Actually, I'm in the lead, technically.
Yeah, technically.
Hi.
Bobby, hi.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be electric, you know, especially in the stadium. You know, these fans are awesome, you know, to be able to experience them and to kind of come back for an all-star game, you know, you know they're going to put on a good show, so it should be a lot of fun.
Corey Seager.
That was close. He got it.
Whoa!
He got it.
All-star game.
So yeah, that's what gave it away.
Yeah. Why is it so scratchy, Peyton? What's going on here?
Here we go.
No.
He's losing now.
Troy never had that problem.
Whoa. Oh.
Well, let me just go call him as he's waking up right now.
Living the life. Okay. I will go high. The only one in here with guts to go high, low last round. I'll go high.
Hi.
My thoughts are I feel bad for, you know, those guys for one. I'm curious. I'd love to be in the mind of Bruce Bochy and Mike Maddox.
My boy, Matt. No, Jared Sam.
Well done.
Got it.
You got Bochy and Sandler. Is
Are you getting?
It gets
are you,
tougher.
Did Spittle tell you like give me the easy ones?
Yes.
Is this charity?
Yes.
Is this charity case?
All okay, right, so score right now is 3-6 for Sean, 4 for RJ, 6 for Bobby.
Yes.
This is over. It's over.
So I have to get a 3 here. Yeah. So let's go low.
Low?
Yeah, why not?
You could look over there at Bochy and you didn't know if they were up 10, down 10, if they were throwing a no-hitter or getting no hit, man. Just talk about as even keel as you can get.
I forgot he can look at me on the fan cam.
Sure.
This would be a great get, Mike.
CJ Nikowski.
No, you'd actually have to hear the phone audio.
Fair. Fair.
All right. Clue number one. Always there to offer a helping hand, even if the guys around him don't listen.
Helping hand. Even if the guys around him don't listen.
Great clue, Pate.
Great clue, Pate.
Helping hand. Mike Maddox.
There you go.
Mm.
Well done. Dang. He doesn't choke. He doesn't get frazzled.
No.
Very good. Very good.
I thought it was Brett Boone with the first clue.
My guess would have been Nick Kowski.
Our new weekly guest, Wednesdays, 9:20, right here on the fan. 666.
Oh, man. Come on. Here we go. Ready?
You know what? You know what? No, I can't.
Go low. Can't.
Fine, low.
Ooh.
No, low. No. Go high. Do what
low,
you want.
Low, low.
To be a part of a winning culture and a winning team that, yes, it hasn't been like that the last couple of years, but let's accelerate that process, and that's what they told me. I love the stadium.
This is tough.
Marcus Semien.
No.
Yeah!
No!
A perfect nine.
Buddy, wow. Nine.
Okay.
Why they call me Nine God?
Who could be the easiest third person for me? All right.
Watch it be your voice.
If so Sean needs a three here.
To tie.
To force sudden death.
To force sudden death. Give it to me low.
Ooh.
If I keep doing this, it's gonna be a pretty good year. It's unbelievable how this team fights to the end, and I mean we're just here to play hard and try to win some games. So it's really fun to be a part of.
You do you know it?
I think so.
I think I do. I'll be wrong. I've been wrong all day, but I think I know.
Has I forgot who's been guest? DeGrom.
We already said him.
Did I say
yes?
Bobby.
Was it Evaldi?
Evaldi, I think.
No, this was Jonah Heim.
Oh, okay.
I thought Evaldi.
All right, I wouldn't have gotten that. All right. I told, congrats.
Wow.
Look at the relief.
See, look at that. Look at the relief. Look at the relief.
Now all the pressure's off.
I understand where your ego comes from now, Chop. I'd like to thank Sean mainly for motivating me with his taunting words and telling me to get the computer out of the way. I'd like to thank Reverse Psychology for saying I wouldn't get a single three-pointer, and then that's all I got. You know, and God, you know,
all right, that's
father up above.
Did you have an overtime one? Let's hit.
Oh yes, I did. We'll go high.
Let's play it out. Do whatever you want. High.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like what I said, and I'll stand by it, and not really apologize for it because you know it's May. There's no team that should give up on their division in May.
Is that low?
Was that was high, right?
Yeah, that was
high. Oh! Of course. Of course I got
Nate Lowe.
Of course I got the one.
No, that was high.
Of course I got the one that didn't count.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
How the heck did you get that?
I tell his cadence of his voice, the way he sounds.
Wow. Impressive. When it doesn't count. Exactly.
I didn't recognize any of their voices on the ones I got.
All right.
Context clues
is
all I took.
Yeah, I usually do the voices, but these were tough.
Bobby Bell with
the
victory.
Robert.
Here. On Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Who had the numbers on the Rangers offense? Was that you, Bobby, with the article that was highlighting the Rangers offense?
Yeah. Let me plug my mouse back in since I had to move it out of the way. yeah, this was Yahoo had done an article talking about the Rangers and why the, you know, we've all talked about the fact that their pitching staff has been really, really good, but why the thing that you should be most excited about with the Rangers is the fact that this offense is doing what it's doing. And it's something where I would have never thought 2 months ago we'd look at this and say there's a gushing national essay about the Texas Rangers and where they're at. But they talk about that the Rangers' plan has basically come together a couple years in advance, and mainly because of the rapid growth you've seen from Jonah Heim. He was always going to be a good defensive catcher. People always talked about the kind of game that he would call. The question was would the bat come around? Started seeing signs last year. It's really clicked into place this year as a guy with a 779 OPS. Duran clicking early like he has. It feels very much, whether it comes together or not this year, this year feels very much like 2009. And that's something that they referenced, that in 2009, things started clicking for them with young players a little earlier than people had anticipated. That was Andrews came up. Holland came up, started clicking. Feliz, I believe, came in at the end of that year in 2009.
Maybe Harrison.
Feliz came up at the end. Harrison was on track to start coming around and starting. And so these young players started clicking a little bit in advance. And when you look at Duran stepping up, doing what he's doing after I motivated him with Madison Bumgarner. Jonah Heim, Josh Young, who has been absolutely fantastic, better at third base than I anticipated. But they're writing over Yahoo. They're full in. They are fully believing in the Texas Rangers because they say what they're doing with their bats is more projectable than anything else.
The beer that you could maybe get for cheap for this Memorial Day weekend, We also have your Netflix passwords getting canceled, and chocolate milk is getting canceled in your kids' school as well. That's next here on Sean and RJ. Thanks for being a Tolo. We continue right here on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.